You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Gareth Topham to look ahead to the best of Sunday's racing. And what a Sunday we've got in store as well. Racing at Leicester and Windsor domestically. Action over in Ireland at Downpatrick and at Curragh. Fantastic card at the Curragh as well. And there's some great racing in Deauville as well in France. So very much something for everybody on Sunday. Hopefully we can have a winner or two on the podcast. We've got some good races to look at. Hello and welcome to the Racing Podcast, Gareth Topham.
Yeah, thanks Alex. Looking forward to it, the action on Sunday, and hopefully we'll try and guide the fellow listeners in the direction of a winner or two. Like you say, there's a real shade of quality on offer on a Sunday. Again, mostly from overseas, but that's to generally be expected. I know that next Sunday there's a bit of quality action in the UK. I think there's a listed race at Pontefract, which will no doubt feature in the edition of next week's podcast. But yeah, we've got really good action overseas coming up from Ireland and also over in France. And potentially we're going to see the sprinting superstar, if you like, of this season over in France.
So quite possibly.
Really looking forward to the action.
Yeah, normally we'd focus on Leicester and Windsor, but they are. They're Sunday cards. They're fairly moderate, and although there are winners to be found there, we thought it'd be better to venture a little further afield and look at the top quality action. So we'll get to that in just a moment. I do, however, you mentioned a listed race at Pontefract on Sunday. There's also a rather big race coming up next Saturday at Ripon, and that is the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. And we've got an offer here, a ticket offer, to celebrate the 22nd year of William Hill sponsoring the great event. We've got an offer which is basically a 2-for-1 ticket offer. All you have to do is go to www.ripponraces.co.uk, that's ripon-races.co.uk, and use the promo code WH2015 or call 01765 530 530. And you'll get two tickets for the price of one, which isn't bad at all.
No, absolutely. Great day at the William Hill Great St Wilfrid. I was actually lucky enough to call the race a couple of years ago, and it was the first time I'd actually ever been to Ripon.
All right.
Wonderful track, if you've not been before. And a great day to go. The racing is of a high quality. Of course, you've got a consolation sprint for the Great St Wilfrid on the card as well. I think there's a pretty decent two-year-old race on the day as well. It's a real top-draw afternoon of racing. Great atmosphere, lovely surroundings, and definitely an offer worth taking advantage of. Talking of Ripon, how was the William Hill bash at Ripon the other night?
Yeah, we had a works outing on Tuesday evening to Ripon. And
right.
It was good.
Yeah? It sounded quite rowdy from upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say as events go, trouble-free, hassle-free.
Right.
Just a lot of people enjoying themselves.
Guys. I'm impressed.
I do remember seeing you actually at one point, after, because you were calling, weren't you?
I was calling.
And I did
I was
see
the only sober member of the William Hill team there.
We were just
until about an hour after racing when
we were just excited. That's
all.
No, it was. But like you said, it's a lovely, lovely race course. And
yeah, it is.
And if you're getting 2-for-1 on tickets as well.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Be daft not to enter.
Exactly. Right, we are going to move on to Sunday's racing then, and we're going to go in time order, so we're going to start in Deauville. It is the Prix Maurice de Geest. It's a Group 1 contest. Over 6.5 furlongs, 12 runners going to post, a few British raiders as well. It has all the makings of a fantastic race. Where should we start with this, Gareth?
Yeah, well, a few moments ago I alluded to perhaps the sprinting superstar of the season. I mean, if there is going to be a superstar of the sprinting game this year, well, I think Muhara really does step into the right position. He's a horse who's gone from strength to strength so far this season. He's managed to notch up a couple of real high-profile wins, of course. One at Ascot, where I think he inflicted a defeat on Lamato, of course. And then he went on to win the July Cup, a race where he had to fight pretty hard, but I wasn't too sure the race went as nicely as his rider would have wanted to on that occasion. But he did dig really deep up that final climb, and I'm sure that he's travelled over well. He represents the Charlie Hills yard, and they'll be running him with very, very high hopes here. Of course, a really valuable race, over £200,000 on offer to the winner, but it won't be easy. There are a few really interesting international contenders, if you like. We've got the Irish horse Gordon Lord Byron. I'm not too sure if he's doubly engaged, actually. Maybe he'll go elsewhere, but I think he is entered up for this race, and he might well give a pretty bold showing, particularly if there's a little bit of cut in the ground as well. A horse who, of course, has won Haydock's big sprint in years gone by. And then we've got the French raider Robert Le Diable, who comes into the race on a whole string of seconds. This will be a step up for that horse, but he comes into the race in terrific form and deserves to take his chance. We've also got Esoterique for André Fabre. It's a real decent renewal, and then obviously not just Charlie Hills' runner Muhara, we've got Ivorwood for Richard Hannon, and Richard Hannon also sending Coolsty, and I don't think he'd be sending them across for a giggle either. So it's a really hot race. Muhara will have to be on the top of his game, but from what I've seen of him this season, I've been really impressed with Muhara, and I'll take him to notch up another Group 1 success.
Okay, Muhara the pick then in the big race at Deauville. That's the 3.10. We'll move to Leicester then for the 3.30, a handicap over 6 furlongs, 7 runners down to go to post for this one. I suppose the logical place to start here would be with Mulzam, Gareth, Godolphin's runner, the least exposed runner in the field. And a few of them, while looking exposed, have been a bit out of form of late. Mulzam's last run wasn't fantastic, but prior to that, it looked a pretty smart youngster.
Yeah, I think that's a trait with this race. There's several runners coming into the race where if you took out their last run, you'd say, oh, they're mostly all in form. But they've thrown in a stinker on their last effort. And Mulzam, I think, falls into that category for Charlie Appleby and Martin Lane, as you say. But he does come in here as one of the least exposed handicappers in the lineup. And I'm always willing to forgive a horse one bad run. Therefore, Mulzam, I think, needs to be strongly recommended. Expensive date, another one who possibly was a little bit below par last time out, was fourth of five at Newmarket and was rather disappointing, it seemed. But the time before that had won well at Epsom, and a reproduction of that form should suffice. Cam Hardy is taking off a handy £3, and a little bit below those on the race card is number four here, Straight to the Point, who was a course and distance winner some three outings ago. He actually ran sixth at last time out. Now, a lot of people might look at that and say it wasn't a great run, but it was in a pretty hot race at York. He wasn't beaten too far, just over four lengths on at that occasion, and he's already proven that he does like it here at Leicester, and Leicester isn't to everybody's liking. So I think Straight to the Point, definitely a danger, perhaps the main danger to Mulzam. And if Expensive Date bounces back, which it could well do, that's another one to throw into the mix.
Okay, the Currys 350 is the next race that we'll look at. It's the Phoenix Stakes, a Group 1 contest over six, eight runners down to go to post. Most cracking renewal this as well. Burattino likely to be the favourite, certainly the one to beat on all known form, but Aidan O'Brien has two very credible contenders here in Air Force Blue and Painted Cliffs, and it would be dangerous to rule out any of the other runners because they've all shown smart form in one way or another. Cracking race this, Gareth.
It is a really good race. Aidan O'Brien, good record in it, as he has with so many of these Group 1s over at the Curragh. Of course, he won it back last year with Dick Whittington, and this time he's represented by Air Force Blue, Painted Cliffs, and also Washington DC. Air Force Blue, I thought, may be the strongest of those. He, of course, ran second to Burattino when they met at Royal Ascot in the Coventry Stakes. I don't really see, they're again off levels here, why Air Force Blue should be reversing the tables with Burattino, who is just a typical Mark Johnston improver. But this one has improved out of all recognition, really. And he's got a lovely way of going through his races. And like the Mark Johnston horses often do, he battles on really determinedly, and he's extremely tough. So I'm going to take him to notch up a Group 1 success here, Burattino. As I said, I think Air Force Blue may well be the most dangerous of the Aidan O'Brien contingent. Joseph O'Brien taking the ride. However, that's not to say that Painted Cliffs, who comes here on a hat-trick bid, and Washington DC, who's not been out of the first two yet in his short career, could land a serious blow on him. And the others possibly have got a little bit more to find, but at the same time, it wouldn't be a great surprise were they to get involved. Most Beautiful down at the bottom for David Watchman. He knows the time of day, and I think that could be another interesting contender getting a £3 allowance from the rest. So a really good renewal of the Keeneland Phoenix Stakes, but I'm going to side with Burattino. I'm a big fan of the horse, and Mark Johnson's having the season of a lifetime.
Okay, Berrettini on the pick then in the Phoenix Stakes. Of course, that's for the two-year-olds. And coming up at 4:20 is the Phoenix Sprint Stakes for three-year-olds and upwards. It's a Group 3 contest over six. Eight runners going to post once again. And a real mix here of exciting three-year-olds, the likes of Anthem Alexander, Toscanini. In fact, all of the, you know, it's hard to rule any of them out. But then you look at the top and you've got some grand old types, the likes of Belmont Mass, Marek and Russian Soul, who consistently turn up and run well in these kind of races. It's whether you side with the experience or the untapped potential, if you like, here, Gareth.
Yeah, it's an open renewal of this Group 3 contest, the Phoenix Sprint. Marek, I think, is very solid up at the top for Ivana McCutcheon. Shamie Heffernan will be taking the ride. He's a course and distance winner. He often runs in these sorts of races. He was a good second to Mustajib here last time out in a Group 2 contest. He was only beaten a length on that occasion. If he was to reproduce that sort of effort, that would possibly make him the one to beat here. I think of the younger brigade. I think that Anthem Alexander, very interesting. I'm sure that Anthem Alexander would be glad not to see the backside of Muhara or Tiggy Wiggy in this, because this horse has really been bumping into them time and time again in each of its last four or five outings, but neither of them turn them up. Of course, we've already spoken about Muhara going to France, and he ran a fair sixth last time out. It wasn't a bad race that he ran in the circumstances, and this is a big step down in class, of course, now back down to Group 3 level. Matt Moo was a really strong performer as a two-year-old, and he's followed that up with some fair efforts so far as a three-year-old, and he's not entirely out of it for Tim Easterby, who's also had a good season. And then we come to the likes of Toscanini and Fort Del Oro, both of whom I think need to step up on what they've shown so far, but they did both win last time out and they deserve to take their chance. So it's just one of these typical sprint races, although a classy one. I think Marek is probably the most solid, and I'm going to take him, although he's not getting any younger. And he's not open to as much improvement as some of the others, but I just think he's a really solid horse. And I'm a big fan of Mustajib as well, so finishing a length second to him is no bad thing in my book.
OK, Marek, the pick then in the 4:20. Promises to be an absolutely fantastic day of racing on Sunday. Can you just spin us through your four picks, the one at Deauville, the one at Leicester, and the two at the Curragh, please, Gareth?
Yeah, in the 3:10 race at Deauville, I'll side with Muhara, a horse that's really going from strength to strength, and he can notch up a hat-trick, I think, of big race successes. In the next race at 3:30, which comes at Leicester, I'm going to take a chance with Straight to the Point to get the better of Molzam and Expensive Data, though I don't think there'll be a great deal to choose between the three of them. And then over at the Curragh, two really good races there in the Phoenix Stakes. I've got to side with Berrettino, and in the 4:20, a tentative selection there in the big sprint, Marek.
Okay, great stuff, Gareth. Enjoy all of Sunday's action, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.